Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, a senior fellow. He keeps the Long War Journal. And these last years, Bill and I have often returned to the disaster of the withdrawal, the exit, the abandonment of Afghanistan. That event in August of 21 is said to be connected to a lot of bad acting since then. One is the connection between that and Vladimir Putin's decision to risk Ukraine because the U.S. was withdrawing from Eurasia. However, since then, Bill and I have often talked about al-Qaeda raising lots of camps and R&R centers and training centers throughout Afghanistan, the Taliban not interfering in any fashion. There is said to be, however, opposition, fervent opposition by the Taliban to ISIS. ISIS is always somewhere at the edges of where al-Qaeda is. Do they work together, Bill? Do they fight each other? If you're an ISIS-inspired, does that mean you have any connection at all to al-Qaeda or not?
Yeah, John, this is a really complicated issue. I think one that's widely misunderstood. We have to understand the origins of the Islamic State. It arose from a dispute between two al-Qaeda leaders, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who eventually formed the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, and Abu Muhammad al-Julani, who just won the Syrian civil war, at least for now. Julani wanted to control the jihad in Syria under al-Qaeda, and he didn't want to report to Baghdadi. Baghdadi disagreed. Julani took the dispute to al-Qaeda's then Amir Ayman al-Zawahiri. Julani won. Baghdadi became problematic, and his group was ejected from al-Qaeda, and that's the origin of the dispute or the split between al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. They will coordinate at times locally, but at the macro level, they're enemies. Even though they share the same ideology, even though they have the same goals, establishing a global caliphate, imposing their version of Sharia, the Islamic State, basically, I'd simplify this. It's their way, my way or the highway for the Islamic State. You either swear allegiance to the caliph of the Islamic State and take orders from on high, or you're an apostate. And al-Qaeda is more of a big tent. We'll do what we need to do. And we're seeing that with we saw it with the Taliban negotiating with the U.S., with Jelani, willing to sit down with the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State and portraying himself as moderate. Al-Qaeda is a little more clever. So, you look in Afghanistan, the two groups, the Taliban, which is backed by al-Qaeda, has battled against the Islamic State because the Islamic State doesn't want the Taliban to rule Afghanistan. It wants the Islamic State to rule Afghanistan. But we've seen instances in Afghanistan where they may cooperate. We've seen it in West Africa. We've seen it in places at times because the origin, you have to understand the origin of the Islamic State is al-Qaeda. So some of the senior commanders or the fighters, they know people, individuals from one group to another. Some of them have familial ties. And, so it's very complex. At times, they'll have truces. We've seen this in Yemen. We've seen it in Mali and Niger, in other countries. And sometimes they'll go tooth and nail. But at the macro level, the groups really are, they're diametrically opposed due to their leadership disputes, due to the how they seek to achieve their goal of establishing a global caliphate.
And so ISIS-inspired doesn't mean communication in any fashion to al-Qaeda or any of its iterations. It could simply be somebody with a troubled soul who is associating himself with violence.
Yeah, I mean, usually not, but in the case of this attack, right, if we find out there was the attack in New Orleans, we might find out that while that guy thinks he's swearing allegiance to ISIS, he may have been using Awaki's speeches to motivate him, to inspire him. So, but if the Islamic State claims an attack, it's very, very, very likely that Al-Qaeda had nothing to do with it and vice versa, because you have to understand they're in competition for global jihadists, for getting their name out there, the branding, but also for recruiting and for being the authority.
Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. What things aren't are very helpful when you're dealing with the fog of war. Not Al-Qaeda at this point. ISIS, perhaps, one of the attackers. That's all we have.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.